PartnersTeam.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Good to be with you, folks. All across the nation, the sonsoflibertyradio.com. And boy, have we got a show for you today. Not because there's anything special about us, but what's going on is special right now. It's special. What's special about it is liberty is bubbling up all throughout our country. Folks are starting to take a stand for that which they are stewards over. People are sick of it. People are fed up, and people are acting in righteousness. Now, really quick, so I can cross this off my list, Michelle Obama and President Obama, during the 9/11 ceremony, I believe it was, when she had made a comment regarding the flag of some sort. And you know what? Probably if somebody just went up to her and asked her, she'd probably be very forthright in saying what she said. Many people, she said, all this for a flag. Da-da-da-da-da, whatever. You know, the point is, it doesn't really matter what she said. What is the demonstration of her actions? Remember when her husband became president, she said, for the first time in my life, I'm proud of my country. I think that shows you right there. That shows you where her heart's at. Who cares what she said? What is she doing? We've got this paparazzi kind of mentality. What is so-and-so, what did they say? No, what are they doing? What are they demonstrating with their actions? Judge them by that. As a matter of fact, it says in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, Christ shows us, gives us standards that we can bank on. We can put our feet on. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing. It's like the devil. He doesn't just jump in the room with a pitchfork and he's like on fire and he's red. He's got horns coming out of his head. I'm the devil. Come with me to hell. Wah! Nobody's going to follow him. Oh, there might be some people. But that's not how you're going to deceive the nations. Beware of false prophets. They come in as prophets, as people that will profit you. They come in sheep's clothing, looking like you. Oh, I'm a man of the people. Or, I'm a first lady of the people. People. But inwardly, they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits, what they do. I bring my son to my backyard. I have a tree back there. There's an apple growing off of it. Guess what my son says? Dad, that's an apple tree. How'd you know that, son? Well, because there's an apple growing off it, Dad. Duh. Yeah, our children know. We know them by their fruits. Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, Christ said. That's something he's got to rewind us all the way back. See, in his situation, in his particular time, there was wicked men, there were righteous men. They were men who claimed religion. And as we said yesterday, and you can find this at ConstitutionJM if you follow Twitters, religion is assaulted most by the pretense of religion. But the more it is pressed down, the more it rises up, which we are going to talk about today on this show, Answers America. Christ said a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. What she said does not matter. What she does matter. We're to judge man by his fruit, not just his lips or his words or hers, but by their fruit. I could cross that one off the list now. Now, we are going to, let's see here. You know, I want to talk, oh boy. Okay, so I've got to time these things out because I have a lot of clips here to share with you. But first, I want to ask you this, folks. Who is the president on the $100 bill? If you got the answer, give a call in, 877-807-9977. We want to share some of the products that we have of Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean produces a lot of product out of this ministry, and it is phenomenal. You will not be let down by anything that comes out of this ministry. I love it when people say, well, you know, I agree with most of this stuff. But you're never going to say that you're let down. And besides that, it doesn't matter if you agree with any of this stuff, or some of the stuff, or most of the stuff. What matters is it based on the foundation of the Word? What did Christ say? And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You call me Lord, but you don't do what I say. Well, I like most of what you taught, Christ. Yeah, you know, I do like that. You know, this gentleman who's a friend of mine was talking to a pastor, and he was talking about absolutes and God's law, etc. And meanwhile, through the discourse of it, the pastor goes, oh, I know what's wrong with you now. The pastor just couldn't figure out, why aren't you listening to what I'm saying? And so he continues, I know what's wrong with you, he said to my friend. And my friend said, you do? I didn't know anything was wrong with me. What do you think is wrong with me? You're one of those guys, the pastor said, that believes the Bible is infallible. One of those crackpots. Yeah. You know what, folks? If that's what somebody wants to call us, let them call us. I choose to put my feet upon the rock because Christ said, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them not, he's like a man which built his house upon sand. But he who digged deep, you're deep thinkers listening to the Sons of Liberty. You're deep thinkers. You dig deep. You don't buy everything at face value, and you shouldn't. The only thing you should take at face value is the words of God, and you've got to dig deep to understand. He said that man dug deep and laid his foundation on a rock. Let's be those that put our foundation on a rock. Folks, 877-807-9977. Who is the president on the $100 bill? 877-807-9977. And we're going to come back from a quote by that man. 877-807-9977.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Now, as promised, folks, we're back again, SonsLibertyRadio.com. I need one of you to tell me who is the president on the $100 bill. I'm going to read a quote from him as well, but it's important. Call in. Tell me, who is the president on the $100 bill? 877-807-9977. Don't just sit there and think, I know who it is, but I'm too scared to call. It's just me and you. That's all. And a couple thousand people listening. But don't think about them, because they don't even get to talk to you. 877-807-9977. 9977. Folks, I want to direct your attention to sonsoflibertyradio.com because Bradley Dean just wrote a letter to the president. Yes, he did, folks, and it's gaining some pretty major traction. People have likened it unto John Dickinson's stories called Letters from a Farmer that were huge letters of a farmer from Pennsylvania. Okay, from Pennsylvania, which is where he was governor at that time. And that struck an enormous chord with the people across the United States, with the people in the colonies and also with England. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of history to that, but I can't get into that. I can't get into the history of that. But the history of it is he very successfully negotiated with Britain a number of times, which is why he was so against going to war with Britain, because he had negotiated with them successfully. And he thought that the Boston Revolutionaries, as he called them, were a little too radical for himself. But anyways, I digress. This letter to the president on Sons of Liberty Radio, you're going to want to check it out, folks. It is making some major headlines out there right now. It's moving through the United States of America. So people want to know, what is Bradley Dean saying to the president right now? Well, there's a lot that needs to be said, and I encourage you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Topic on the scrolling news item right on the home page there, so it's real easy to find. Sons of Liberty Radio. See what the letter to the president from Bradley Dean has to say. Now, we've got a caller who thinks he can answer the question, who is the president on the $100 bill? Go ahead, give it to me. Who is the president on the $100 bill, sir?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
There's no president on a $100 bill.
What? Are you kidding me? Sure there is.
No, there isn't.
There's not. Well, who's on the $100 bill then?
Benjamin Franklin. Never was president.
That's right.
He was probably one of our greatest founders. As a matter of fact, he's in my lineage, but he never was president.
He's in your lineage? What am I doing on the radio? Why aren't you on the radio?
No way.
No way. Well, hey, you were brave enough to get on the air, and we've got something to send to you. I'm going to put you back to the producer. We've got a video to send to you about a certain prayer that rocked a certain capital in the United States, here in the state of Minnesota, actually, more specifically. Benjamin Franklin said, "Justice will not be served until those who are unaffected." Thank you so much for calling and telling me and correcting me that there is no president on the $100 bill. Maybe that was my point. I wanted to ask the question to see if anybody would catch that it's not a president. That's really this man who said, "Justice will never be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are affected. Justice will never be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are affected. Now, the troops, when they were waging war on the good citizens of Massachusetts, more in particular around the Boston area, other colonies across, well, what we'd call these United States, other colonies weren't concerned. They didn't want to go to war because they weren't affected by the war that was right on their doorstep, killing their brothers and sisters, cruelly oppressing, inhabiting their homes by force. But, oh, when those of you that feel it does not touch you start to become affected, then you'll see change. You'll understand why a few people across the nation, and many now gaining numbers and momentum, have tea parties. You'll understand why they're a little more vocal and radical, as Ms. Bachman was the other night on the show with Mr. Perry. Why we step it up a notch, because liberty is important. You know, I love this. I found in North Arizona, there's a university that halted students from distributing flags for 9/11. Finally, a student doing something that's right for a change and getting in trouble for it. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes in order to set a precedent of right, you may get in trouble by people that think that what you're doing isn't right. Because for so long, they've been baptized into, they have been, you know how when people can pickles to get that taste inside of them, they got to sit in a jar for 6 to 8 months until they've been baptized by that taste. So when you eat that cucumber, it doesn't taste like a cucumber. It tastes like a pickle, a dill pickle. So many people have been baptized with a backwards mentality in our society that they think good is wrong. And that wrong is good. Woe unto you when you call evil good and good evil, the Bible says. But in Arizona, these students, this is what they said. What started out as a patriotic gesture intended to remember the nearly 3,000 lives lost on September 11, 2001, ended up becoming a major verbal scuffle that one North Arizona University student calls a freedom of speech violation. You know what? She wasn't hurting anybody. She was honoring those brave men and women that went to the rescue and to the aid of their fellow citizens here in the United States of America. And the administration said, well, you can't set your table up there. You can't do that. There's regulations and rules and rah, 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 rah. You can't do that. You know what? Sometimes those regulations and rules are nothing but a big pain in the neck and a hassle. Now, I'm not talking about righteous laws and regulations. What I'm talking about is these students deserve to, hey, you know what? Can we move your table over here because we really love what you're doing? But you know what? These students got a taste of what it's like to try to do good and then be repressed for it. Of course, the staff would never say that they were repressing those students. But the students felt it, and I love that. I love it when people stand up for that which is right. And they're willing to maybe get a little bit of, maybe have a little bit of problems with it, a little bit of people having controversy with what they're doing. Stand even harder. It'll cause you to dig your roots in deeper. Speaking of that, I want to play a clip by Mr. Ron Paul from the last debate. So go ahead and listen to this. We're going to talk about it for a second.
Ron Paul, so you're a doctor. You know something about this subject. Let me ask you this hypothetical question. A healthy 30-year-old young man has a good job, makes a good living, but decides, you know what, I'm not going to spend $200 or $300 a month for health insurance because I'm healthy, I don't need it. But, you know, something terrible happens, all of a sudden he needs it. Who's going to pay for if he goes into a coma, for example? Who pays for that?
In a society that you accept welfareism and socialism, he expects the government to take care of
him.
But what he should do is whatever he wants to do and assume responsibility for himself. My advice to him would have a major medical policy, but not before.
But he doesn't have that. He doesn't have it, and he needs intensive care for 6 months. Who pays?
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
But Congressman, are you saying the society should just let him
go? Are you saying?
No. I practiced medicine before we had Medicaid in the early 1960s when I got out of medical school. I practiced at Santa Rosa Hospital in San Antonio, and the churches took care of them. We never turned anybody away from the hospital, and we've given up on this whole concept.
Okay, so Ron Paul just and even said that we've given up on this whole concept. When he was a doctor, which he is, he doesn't want to see people die. The churches in the community, the families in the community would pull together and take care of it. They didn't look to the government to do those sort of things. Ron Paul, thanks for digging in and standing. You know, when he aimed the barrel of his gun in the form of a question at Ron Paul, so what do you think, this guy should die? No, Ron said he should have the freedom to choose what he wants to do. That's liberty. Do we think this guy should have to die? Get your thinking straight, America. Ron Paul did not back down. He further substantiated his point. He wasn't scared of a stupid question like that. Do you think this guy should die? Come on, Uncle Ron. We know you're crazy. You're always talking about cutting our military and running around the world, and we cause terrorism. Oh, Uncle Ronnie. Uncle Ron, you think this man should die, don't you?
No, actually, he's a doctor, and he understands how the system would work if we would allow it to work, and we wouldn't abandon those principles that we had at one time in our society as early as when Ron Paul was first practicing medicine. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania federal judge ruled Tuesday in a question of the U.S. Supreme Court, in a question that the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to settle regarding Obamacare. A Pennsylvania family did not have health insurance, but believed they would be subject to the mandate. It said the mandate that individuals buy health care insurance or pay a penalty starting in 2014 is an unconstitutional extension of authority granted to the federal government under the United States Constitution's Commerce Clause. They said this was commerce. They can deal with interstate commerce. Yes, they can, between the states and protecting our borders and foreign policy. I get that. That's what the federal government said. That's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3. For those of you that don't know where that is, but literally mandating citizens of each state to have health care is a part of the Commerce Clause? No, this smart judge, you can find this on sonslibertymedia.com, this smart judge said no. This is against the Constitution, and you should not be forced. We'll talk to you next break here. Thanks again for calling in. Give us the answer. There is no president on the $100 bill. We'll talk to you next segment.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, folks, we are back. No, the problem is everybody wants better politicians.
We need better politicians.
Better politicians, but no one wants to be better themselves. They don't see that therein lies the solution to the problem that they're looking at.
Better politicians, better politicians.
Be better yourselves. You won't tolerate bad politicians. Be better yourselves. Your kids won't tolerate bad in their lives. Better politicians, your school administrators, your city council. Your Chamber of Commerce, they won't tolerate bad either. Pretty soon that's all you're going to get is good, because you don't tolerate bad. It's a byproduct. Good is a byproduct of not tolerating bad. What is redemption? Redemption is a byproduct of Christ not tolerating bad in you. Therefore, he redeemed you. You are bad. There's nothing you can do about that. Christ is the only one, the Redeemer. And what does Christ say? You know, everybody wants better politicians, but no one wants to be better themselves. And Christ says to you, "And why call ye me Lord, and do not the things that I say?"
Oh, Lord, we need better politicians.
Fix your conduct.
Gosh, Lord, I wish there was better social programs in our government. We got these stupid politicians fighting over everything. They're paid billions of dollars and millions of dollars, and they don't care about us.
Christ says, correct your conduct.
But, Christ, I'm not the problem. It's the politicians.
Christ says again, correct your conduct. When Christ preached, it was never directed at the hierarchy until the hierarchy directed themselves at him. It was always directed to the individual person, as we talked about yesterday, Noah Webster identified. I want to go back to this topic of Ron Paul and what we just talked about earlier about health care, because this federal judge in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, said this. Listen, folks, just listen. Listen what he's saying.
Oh, Ron, you want that 30-year-old kid to die, don't you? Crazy Uncle Ronnie. Lots of people dying everywhere.
That's liberty for everybody so they can die.
The nation, undoubtedly, this is what the judge said, the Supreme Court judge. He said the nation undoubtedly faces a health care crisis. I should say the federal judge, excuse me. The nation undoubtedly faces a health care crisis, Connor said. Scores of individuals are uninsured, and the costs to all citizens are measurable and significant. The federal government, listen, he identifies the problem. He's not saying, well, I work for the federal government, I don't care about anybody. No, but what he does say is the federal government, however, is one limited, and even the wording, enumerated. One of limited enumerated powers. God bless you, man. A judge that knows his jurisdiction is willing to say, hey, would like to help, but I can't because I'm limited. I'm not going to overstep this boundary. And Congress's efforts to remedy the ailing health care and health insurance market, must fit squarely within the boundaries of those powers. Amen! I told you liberty's alive. This judge has seen it for what it is. He knows he has limited, enumerated, even use the words, powers. And anything the Congress would want to do, it can't. Not because it doesn't wish well, because it says there's a separate jurisdiction for that. And Ron Paul identified it. Who would take care of the sick people in his community when he was first a doctor? The church isn't the family. Why? Because the church was doing its job. When you have a society when the church isn't doing its job, guess what you get? Bingo! Big government. How's that for a reproof? All the pastors, we got rotten politicians. Christ looks at you and says, why do you call me Lord and do not the things that I say? You're the problem. John Adams called the church the moral compass of society. Of course it is. Who is to understand morality if it's not the church? Those that hold the word of God. Oh, that's good. I love good news. We need to keep moving on. I want you to listen to this, because liberty is alive. There's a court that ruled a teacher must remove "In God We Trust" on his classroom banners. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe the court doesn't use money. Maybe they're too busy using their debit cards. You know, swipe the card. But on your dollar bills, it says "In God We Trust." Should that not be able to be in a federal building? Yes, that's the answer. Yes. "In God we trust, God bless America, God shed his grace on thee." This teacher was saying that. And by the way, he's a brilliant teacher. He teaches AP math. He's got to be brilliant if he's good in math. Anyways, keep going. I'm prejudiced. I love math. I can't stand English, as most of you can probably tell. What did he just say? That didn't make sense. You should see my writing. "To Johnson, the banners," this is the teacher's name, "were no more of an assertion of a religious point of view than the Tibetan prayer flag. Than Dalai Lama posters, Malcolm X posters, and other things teachers had in their classrooms. But who do they pinpoint? Did Dalai Lama die so you could have liberty in America? Did Dalai Lama declare independence from a ruthless, oppressive regime? Do we say, oh, Dalai, fix our economy. Bring us jobs, Dalai Lama. Lama. Meh." Is that who we supplicate to? In our schools, our children need to be taught who to supplicate to, or they're not going to have nothing left, and they're not going to understand why. But if we do what this teacher does, and God bless him, he sued the school district for requiring him to take down these posters. Said it's free speech. I have a right to teach my children, educate them, and preserve their liberty and longevity of that liberty. And who do we look to? Nature's God. Hello? And he's a math teacher. He's not even a history teacher. And he understands this. Actually, the history teacher probably understands something way different. Different subject. The U.S. Ninth Court Circuit of Appeals rejected this claim. Well, you know, because they're judges. Now, I just told you about a good judge, okay? Not all judges are bad. A lot of judges understand where their authority lies, where their limited enumerated powers lie. These judges don't. They rejected him.
And in addition to saying that this teacher must remove his banners, the Court of Appeals ordered Johnson to pay the school board's legal expenses. Now listen, because I'm going to play a clip from him, and it's going to make you cry and rejoice and jump up and down to say, God bless that man, and we need to be behind him. And there's thousands more, tens of thousands more, hundreds of thousands of more people with this mentality across this country that are saying, I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. What are you going to take from me? I'm not stopping. It's not worth it to me to sell out my country and leave my kids with nothing. Everybody talks about the kids. We're going to get to that a little bit. Guess where Obama's campaigning? I'm sorry, talking about jobs. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me finish this point. Johnson, though, is undeterred. He isn't flinching. He says he's willing to take the fight all the way to the Supreme Court. And listen to these words of this newscast with Mr. Johnson, Bradley Johnson, a teacher in California.
The math teacher says he's appealing the new ruling and is willing to fight all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, even if he has to pay for it himself.
I think so. I think I'd take a second mortgage, sell my house, I would do it.
God bless him! Did you hear what he just said?
Oh boy, I could lose my pension plan as a teacher. I'll just take these little banners down and worship Jesus all by myself with my family. I'll invite children to a voluntary Bible study. I'll do something to just justify myself to get rid of this nagging condemnation I feel because I'm not standing for the Christ I say I serve.
God bless you, Bradley Johnson. We got to get him on the air too. We really do. God bless him, and I hope your prayers, folks, because if your prayers, you're doers. If you're not doers, don't even pray, okay? You're not going anywhere. There's no faith behind them. There's no faith driving them. The Spirit of Christ drives. The violent take it by force, Matthew 11:12. It's a force, and then Christ says, not by power, not by force. In other words, not by your own physical strength, not by your own mental strength, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. You got to die to yourself to get that power. And here you have a man who's willing to die to himself. I'll second mortgage my house. I don't care. I'm seeing this through. I'm standing as a pillar. God bless you, Bradley. God bless you. Obama goes to college kids. And this is what he says. I want to play this clip because we just talked about who's Obama going to. You know, all of us conservatives, we love our children. Look at these terrible things happening to our children. But where does Obama go to while you're talking about the children?
We need to build an economy that lasts. And Raleigh, that starts now.
I love you back.
But if you love me.
Listen to those kids.
If you love me, you got to help me pass this bill. If you love me, you got to help me pass this bill.
Okay, stop it right there. How many people insult and insinuate insults to this president? One thing he has got right dead smack on the money, folks. He is in a college reaching the next generation that is screaming over him like some famous rock band came into the scene. How many conservative candidates do you know that could walk into that same school and get that type of response? It's time we get our noses off the trail of sniffing out big donors and start reaching the kids who will actually do something with the liberty principles that you and I are hearing, listening, and learning from even today on this radio show. You may think he's dumb, but as dumb as he may be, he knows where to go to get things changed. And he even uses a mock of Scripture. Now, many of you may not know this, but the verse John 14:15 says, if you love me, this young boy said, I love you, Barack. And Obama says, I love you back. But first, if you love me, you've got to help me pass this bill, quote unquote. No. It's not about the bill, folks. It's about Christ our King. If you love me, keep my commandments, Christ says. If you love me, keep my commandments. That has everything to do with action and demonstrating your love to this next generation before people like this continue to steal their hearts, folks. Sons of Liberty Radio, we'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here we are, final segment, folks, sonsofliberty.radio.com. Again, I want to direct your attention towards our website, sonsofliberty.radio.com, and direct your attention towards the second bullet point, or excuse me, the first bullet point on our news items, and that is Bradley Dean's letter to the president. Now, Saturday's program is probably going to talk a little bit more about this in depth. I want him to be able to share whatever he'd like from that letter, but I would encourage you all to read it up and get ready. And understand that what he is saying and what he is representing is what is in your heart, folks. And you know what that is? That's the Spirit of Christ. But as he so eloquently penned it out, and he'll be the first person to tell you, he went through hours on this letter. It was in his heart, but it needed to come out the right way. And it is awesome. It is awesome. Now, I want to bring another... We just finished this last segment, you know, and somebody came in the studio and said, you know, you're going a million miles an hour. It's really good stuff, but you're going a million miles an hour. Well, it's because I only got an hour. And so when I see that time ticking, 5, 6, 7, and then the producer is shoving in my face, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, that's all you got, hurry up. I tend to walk all over my words and I go into fast forward motion and go fast. I told you I wasn't good in English, folks. I told you I wasn't good in English. We just talked about that school teacher who loved kids so much. Listen to me. I said he loved kids so much that he was teaching. He was willing to show them where their rights and their liberties come from. and he's willing to lay down his interest in this life. Now, nobody's threatening to kill the guy. I'm not insinuating that. But they're taking away his livelihood, potentially, making him pay for legal costs, could lose his house. He said, I'm willing to face that because I love kids, those that I'm educating, the next generation. He's willing to stand in the gap no matter what comes. Even if three robed by their actions now, notice I'm saying this, self-proclaimed by their actions, by their actions, by their actions, by their actions, just so nobody can twist my words, demigods, oligarchists. I wonder if that's even a word. I know what oligarchy is, where few rule over many. And that's what judges seek to do. Even though it's not the jurisdiction, the referee does not rule over the teams. The referee is hired and agreed upon by both teams to enforce the rules. No matter what the pressure. No matter what the pressure. And then we go to our president. Who loves those kids too, doesn't he? Different motivation. Not willing. The president's not willing to suffer for the kids. Oh, no, 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 no. That's how you know who loves. Greater love hath no man than this. Than a man lay down his life for his brother. That is the exemplification of love. Being willing to sacrifice for that great love. Be obedient at all costs for that great love that you have. Our president is not willing to do that. But he is willing to go into that college campus in North Carolina, by the way. Which, if I had enough time today, we're going to continue this trail of the marriage amendment in North Carolina. Which it was passed in their house. It's going to the Senate now to put the amendment on the ballot for the people of North Carolina, the good people of North Carolina, to vote on a proper definition of what marriage is. So silly. It's insane that, why we even need to. There's a prime example of when a jurisdiction that belongs to the church is abandoned by the church universal, and then the state picks it up. That's what happens. That is exactly what happens. You want successful marriage? You want successful marriages? Number one, clean up the church. That's right. See, all those that hate God, hate religion, they don't want me to say clean up the church. They want me to say, hey, if you want successful, if you want success in America, give it back to the church. No. Not the way it is right now. Because then they'll pounce all over it and say, look at all the hypocrisy in the church. No. You start by cleaning up in your own house, church. You start by being the church. You're not the church. When you voluntarily do not stand in the gap and aren't willing to suffer to protect people and their liberty and their lives and their property. So don't play that card. When the church is cleaned up and takes the jurisdiction which rightfully belongs to it, you're going to have successful marriages. You will. Hey, let me just put it this way. Can I be so blunt as to say some of these major religious leaders, and again, not all of them, not making any blanket statements. I think it's very difficult to make a blanket statement. There is some statements you can make as a blanket, but when I'm talking in terms of this and demographics, no, not all churches. But many of the major leaders that are out there right now, what is their leadership getting us, folks? What do they get? I think this government that we have right now is God's mercy to us. Because God forbid, if we put those major church leaders that are out there right now, a lot of them, into power, our country would be way worse. We have secular-driven, humanistic-driven people that are definitely, no doubt about it, many of them driving our country to the ground, but they're doing it at a lot slower pace than if some of these church leaders were in power.
Oh, that's so divisive. That's divisive. How are we ever going to unite the church when you're so busy saying bad things about them? No, their actions are bad things. Not what people say. Corrections aren't bad. Corrections aren't grievous unless you forsake the way, as the Bible says. If our major religious leaders were in charge of the government right now, I fear where in the world we would be. We would escalate. We would go in fast forward motion. Many church leaders believe we are a democracy. They believe in separation of church and state.
that the church should have nothing to do in public or civil situations of any type. Civil causes, civil festivals, city hall, civil schools, government schools. Now just imagine if we were all in a room together and one man had the light. He had a flashlight. And he shined his light. Okay? That's what Christ said that the real church is. I'm not talking about people that call themselves churches. I'm not talking about professors. I'm talking about the true church. You're going to know them because they're a city set on a hill. They're going to be a light. You're going to identify with them. Just as people identified with Christ. Some said he was a good man. Of course, he did good. He did not oppress. He did good. He healed. He relieved. So, in this situation, we're all in a room. There's a man with a flashlight, and he's shining the light so everybody can see. As the church is to do to society. They are to shine the light. They are the ones that hold the light, folks. The Spirit of Christ is the only light. And in him, there is no darkness. The Spirit of Christ is the only light. If that man says, "Oh, I'm not really sure I feel very welcomed in this room with this flashlight. It smells like mushrooms and people look like they want to hurt me in this room." And he takes his flashlight because his collar is getting a little hot. There's a little bit of contention around him about that light. And he doesn't reluctantly, but he willingly withdraws his presence from the room. And with his presence goes the flashlight. What happens in the room? Pandemonium. It's all that can happen. There's no light. People can't see. That is what happens when those who are instructed, commanded to bear that spirit. In your society, America, you as Christians, when you withdraw your light, that's what happens. And so then they try to figure out programs and dump countless billions and trillions of dollars into a room that doesn't have the power to put light. It does have the power, however, to protect the light when it's in the room. And we spend billions of dollars when all that would have to happen is for the church. God's church. I'm talking about the real church, folks. Not the, "I'm a Mormon," or "I'm a Catholic," or "I'm a Lutheran," or "I'm a Pentecostal," or "I pray in tongues," or "I float on carpets and I wave banners all over my church." Not that garbage. I'm talking about the real deal. Light. You don't got to say nothing when the light's shining. That man with that light in that room, he doesn't got to say a word. He doesn't have to say, "Hey, do you see I got the light? You see this? What's in my hand right here? This is light." Everybody knows it. I leave with this, and I want you to leave with this. Obama's saying to a crowd of kids, "If you love me, pass the jobs bill. If you love me, be my servants." Christ says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." What did he command his apostles to do before he left the earth and now sits at the right hand of the Father? He said, "Go ye into all of the world and preach the gospel." Folks, go into all of America. Start in your backyard. Start in your homes. Let that light shine, that light of liberty. God bless you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.